final item on fisheries, I believe.
The final item for fisheries is going to be presented by Bill Shank in the Lands Division.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Mr. Bilewski. Thanks, Eileen. Yeah, Bill Shank here. I am the program manager for the Combined Land and Water Program in the department. The item before you this morning, my one item before you this morning, asking for an endorsement or a green light for the department to work with the Natural Resource Damage Program and the Montana Environmental Custodial Trust to facilitate on the possible transfer of a set of water rights from the trust to the department. This set of water rights is, well, the Environmental Custodial Trust exists to hold assets that were bargained for and acquired by the state under various settlements between the Natural Resource Damage Program and the state and responsible parties that had were sued by the state as damagers to the Montana's environment. This particular set of water rights was owned by a Sarco corporation and was associated with their mill in East Helena. And so you have a set of what is eight irrigation rights, and this is a correction to the cover sheet, but there are actually three industrial rights, not four. But this set of water rights is now held by the trust. They are there pursuant to a settlement agreement with ASARCO, and the Natural Resource Damage Program has approached the department and inquired whether we would want to hold those water rights. And we're proposing to work with NRD on that transfer to what eventually and presumably would be a dedication of those rights to in-stream flow. A little bit of background on this. The department thinks this is a good fit for Prickly Pear Creek, and for it fits well with an effort there that's been taking place since 2009. You have various partners, Water Quality District, the Lake Helena Watershed Group, the Helena Valley Irrigation District, and the Prickly Pear water users that have been making efforts to try to keep that stream watered. Historically, it was dewatered below East Helena as it went out into the Helena Valley. They've been making efforts since 2009 to keep it watered, and there is a swap between water users and the Helena Valley Irrigation District that substitutes creek water with district water during those critical times. This would result in a preliminary investigation indicates about two CFS of consumptively used water that could be protected in the stream below in that critical reach. That's not enough for the stream, but it adds to that effort and complements that effort that's been taking place since 2009 and can be one important component of it and a contribution from the state. And so with that, of course, I stand for questions and first point out though that an endorsement here today would set off a process that would involve an environmental assessment and going out for public comment, and then a negotiation with the Natural Resource Damage Program.
Thank you, Mr. Shank. Do I have questions, comments, or motion from the Commission on the proposal?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. I'm an inquisitive person. Bill, thanks for that overview. I was curious about the quantity of water. What happens to those water rights if they do not transfer to the department?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner McKeon, and welcome, by the way. Good question. That's unknown. They could sit essentially indefinitely with the Montana Environmental Custodial Trust. They could make some decisions about what else they could do with them. I'm not entirely familiar with their mandate, but perhaps they could market them, lease them to someone else. If they sit unused permanently, there's risk of abandonment of those water rights. So if we were not to, you know, acquire them at FDP and dedicate them to in-stream flow, they would face a range of options about how to either dispose of them or perhaps utilize them for other purposes.
Mr. Chairman, if I might ask a question.
Absolutely.
Mr. Schenck, you said there was 8 irrigation rights, which I assume have a season of use that's typically the irrigation season, but there's 2 or 3 industrial rights as well. Are they year-round water rights then? And have some consumptive use that might be helpful in the wintertime as well.
Commissioner Byarth and Mr. Chairman, I honestly don't know the answer to that. The industrial water rights, they are lower flow rates. All 3 are, well, 2 of them are less than 1 CFS. One is 2.5. One of the things that would happen here, if this is endorsed, is that we would undertake a process of diligence to try to get a better idea of what's really there in terms of consumptive use of the water rights. Just speaking by example, oftentimes an industrial water right is largely non-consumptive, but sometimes they're highly consumptive. And so I think the likely answer is that there was not a lot of consumption associated with the rights. Natural Resource Damage Program has contracted with WGM Group, an engineering firm that has done a preliminary assessment of these rights. And they have determined that it's a preliminary estimate, but in terms of consumptive use that would be protectable below the lowest point of diversion, there could be, about 2 CFS of consumptive use there that could stay in stream and be protected there. That has to do with the rates of consumption. It has to do with the priority dates of those water rights and a lot of other factors. And so to make a long story short, I don't fully know the answer to that. And that's part of what we'd have to do is investigate that, further.
Further questions from the commission or our motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission endorse FWP's efforts to negotiate the terms for the transfer of MECT's water rights to the department for purposes of conveying them to in-stream flow and report back to the commission with a recommendation for final. Mm-hmm.
Second.
All right, you have a motion and a second. I'm going to turn it over for public comment. Is there anybody that wants to comment on this endorsement? That's *9 and you'll be recognized.
Chair Colton, members of the commission, seeing none.
Thank you, Katie. Okay, any further comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I think what Bill said was correct. It's going to depend a lot on the seniority of these rights, especially on dry years, on whether we get some flow down below at the lowest end. But I think it is something that should be looked at rather than just have them abandoned, which can happen if there is non-use over a period of time.
Yes, that's a very good point, Vice Chairman Stuker. Further comment? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.